This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, I'm going to Rav Shabbos Rabbeisai, Ruchim Abom. We're continuing in our series on Tefillah, Mizmor L'Soida. This series is sponsored by a good friend, Rabbi Salah Rose of Los Angeles, Lili Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and Shama Shavan Aliyah, B'Yomei Otsyosh of his whole family, Abbi Eskoel Tzedek. Okay, we're continuing in Mizmor L'Soida. Last night, I got an overnight delivery of the Sefer Mizmor L'Soida from Rav Daniel Yaakov Travis, who's actually a friend of mine, but which I appreciate receiving very much. But today we're going to focus on a very fundamental aspect of this important tefillah. It's a short tefillah. As we mentioned, it has about 41 or 40 or 43 words, depending how you look at it. And we're going to uncover a tremendous treasure in Mizmor L'Soida. Let's start with the comments of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, Mizmor L'Soida is right after Ki Gam Al Alai. It is like a Birchas Hoida. HaGoymel Chayavim Toivais. Basically, it's a daily benching of Goymel. Wow, really? Why? What happened? Were we let out of jail? Were we cured? Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Ein Yom Shalinas Abaynes. There's no day that a miracle doesn't happen. There's no day that a miracle doesn't happen. Just yesterday, I was sitting here in the office, and all of a sudden I hear loud noise coming down the steps. One of the kids fell down, right? And then I hear, he's okay, you know? So every day a miracle happens. Most of the time we don't even know it. Hashem maintains our balance that we don't even fall in the first place. Ve'ein balanes makir benisai. And the one who experiences the miracle doesn't even recognize it. So when we are aware of the miracle, we go up to the Torah and we make a bracha. Hagoyimel chayavim tavish agamlani kol toiv. But still, every single day miracle happens. We don't even know about it. So therefore, we sort of bench goyimel every day. And I think that's a very worthwhile thought, just to stop and pause for a moment before you say Mizmor L'Soida. That the reality is, there is no question, there is some kind of miracle, a hidden miracle, that Hashem protected us from. We have no idea how Hashem is protecting our bodies, our cells, daily from probably so many possibilities. And we don't recognize it. So Mizmor L'Soida is a daily Berachas Hoda. Then Rabbi Yaakov Emden adds, B'yichud, especially us, Anu Sep Pezura Bein Dubim Muzeivim, the Jewish people living today among so many friends who love us and surround us wherever we are. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're surrounded by admirers and supporters and friends who only want to shower us with bracha, shefa. They want to shower on us shefa, but the shefa they want to shower on us is not really shefa, bracha, v'hatzlacha. And in America, wherever we are, people are just in love with the Jewish people, especially on airplanes, and wherever we go in the supermarket, all they want to do is shower us with honor. So, especially Klal Yisrael, Chayavim Lahoidas, we're surrounded by lions, by bears, by wolves. We have to thank Hashem constantly. Now, this is also amazing. If you could take out your Mizmor L'Soida for a moment. Mizmor L'Soida, Hariu Lashem, Kol Haaretz, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha, Vayu Lefana Birnana, Du'u, Ki Hashem, Hu Elohim, Hu Hason of Le'anachnu, Amoy V'Tzayin Marisai, Vayu She'arav B'Soida, Chatzei Oysa B'Tzhila, Hoidu Lai, Baruch Hu Shemai. By the way, as opposed to Hoidu Lashem Kiro V'Shemai Milra, in Mizmor L'Soida it's Hoidu Lai Milel. Got that? In Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmai Hoidu Va'amim Ali Loisav, it's a milra, Hoidu Lashem. In Mizmor L'Soida, it's Hoidu Lai. Anyway, then we say Ki Toiv Hashem. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out Hashem's name appears four times. Keneged, the four situations that you have to give Haidah. And Keneged, the four people who have to give Haidah, there are four kinds of challah associated with the Karban Taidah. Now, there are 41 words in Mizmar L'Saida, taking out the words Mizmar L'Saida. So a total of 43. And the 41 words correspond to the 40 chalois accompanying the Karban Taidah and the Karban itself. Isn't that amazing? That there are 41 words in Mizmar L'Saida, 40 chalois and one Karban. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, we brought this last week, Mizmar L'Saida, you should say Benegina, because all song is destined to become batel except for Mizmar L'Saida. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Reb Ruvain, you're there, Reb Ruvain, Ruvain Miller, duck a little bit. We want to show Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach over there. Just duck. See in Reb Ruvain Miller's picture, is Reb Shlomo Zalman there. He's waving. You're blocking it. Okay, so just turn to the left a little. Just tilt your head to the left a little.
Yeah.
No, the other way. Yeah, right there where the arrow is. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, up there on the shelf. Anyway, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Halicha Shloimai, he wonders why we're not mekayim this halacha to say Mizmar L'Saida Benegina. Maybe we don't know the trup. We're working on that. But certainly what's worthy of our attention is why do Chazal say that specifically Mizmar L'Saida will never become batel? So Reb Schwab explained last week, because all the other karbanos are for chatoim, so one day sin will be obsolete, but gratitude will never be obsolete. But it's interesting that it's the only mizmar that you should say benegina. It doesn't say anywhere that you should say ashrei benegina. It doesn't say anywhere you should say any other tefillah benegina. But Mizmar L'Saida, you should say benegina. So I came across an amazing sefer. I would love to see it. It's the name of the sefer is Pada Es Avraham by Rabbi Avram Falaji, the son of Rabbi Chaim Falaji. And he says that he always wondered his whole life, why do we say Mizmar L'Saida B'Kol Ram and we're Meshoirer it, we sing it? Why? What's so special about Mizmar L'Saida? Until he came across the comments of the Megale Amukais. And when he came across the comments of the Megala Amukais, it all made sense to him. I want to share with you really one of the most amazing things that I've seen in a while, the Megala Amukais on Mizmar L'Saida. Says the holy Megala Amukais, V'davar zeh ramaz David b'mizmar L'Saida, shekal ha-karbonos yiyu b'teilim, chutz min toida. David HaMelech was Merames in Mizmar L'Saida. All Karbanos will be Batel, except for Mizmar L'Saida. And this is found in the Medrash Rabbah and the Medrash Shachatov. And the Megala Amukai says that when Chazal say all the Shiro will become Batel except for Mizmar L'Saida, they mean Mizmar L'Saida is a remez to Tefillah. What does that mean? Lachain kishigia David lemizmar kuf shusoid kuf brachais. How many blessings do we make a day? 100 blessings. Mizmar L'Saida is perak kuf of Tehillim. Now Chazal say that one cannot get up to Davin only from divrei halacha. So we start off like this: Mizmar L'Saida hariu lashem kol haaretz. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Rashi Tevois Halacha. Yeah? Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. So that's the first step of Tefillah. You have to learn Halacha. So Mizmar L'Saida begins. Mizmar L'Saida. This is the formula of davening. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. Through Tefillah, through Halacha, we start the davening. Hariu Lashem Kol Haaretz. And then we say as follows. We say V'amar Dalid Tevin Besoid Dalid Amos Shal Halacha Shehusoid Dalid Asvan Shal Shem Lachin Amar Lashem. Now watch this. Mizmar L'Saida Hariu Lashem Kal Haaretz. So those are four words. Now when you say halacha, we say four words because that's a remez to the Dalet Amos of halacha, which is the soid of Hashem's name, therefore we say Lashem. And now we're ready to formulate the davening. And now we're ready to mesader seder hatfila. So we say as follows. Mitchila tzarch lesader hakarbonois. I guess that should say karbonois. Maybe that's a typo. First thing we have to do is bring karbonois. Be'inyin koyhanim ba'avoydasam. Right, what's the first part of davening? Karbonois. So we say, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, serve God with joy. That's a remez to the karbonois. Alinyan avoydash el koyhanim. Then we have psukei dezimra, which is Baruch Sha'amar to yishtabach. So we say, Bayu lefanav birnana, come before God in song, which is Leviyim b'shiram, v'zimram, a psukei dezimra. Now, so Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha is karbonos. Bayu lefana bernana is psukei dezimra. Then we have Kriya Shema, where we say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You have to know God. Therefore, the next part of Mizmor Lesoi does, De'u ki Hashem hu Elokim. That's a reference to the Yichud Pasuk Rishon. And then we say, now, the first pasuk of Shema is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where we're acknowledging our understanding of God. Then we, how many words are in Shema? There are 248 words in Shema, corresponding to the 248 limbs of a person. There's an idea the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Zohar HaKadosh that if someone has a certain ache in a certain part of the body, it's medakdek in Kriya Shema, because the words of Kriya Shema correspond to the body. So we say, as the next part of Mizmor Lesoida, Hu Asanu, God, you made us. That's a reference to the 248 limbs. Atem Kruyim Adam, Yisrael Koilem Ramach, Aval Umas Oilam. There's a concept, the Umas Oilam only have 243 limbs. And therefore we say, Veloy Anachnu. Now, there is a very big discrepancy here, because in these words, veloy anachnu, we read it, we are his, veloy, to him, anachnu we are, but the word veloy is spelled with an aleph, that we're not his. So veloy bevav, iksib ba'aleph, that anyone who misses one word of Shema is like missing a limb. Asanu. Now we say, amoy vitsoin marisoy. We know we have to be marach in the dalet of echad. And when we do so, we express our willingness to be moiser nefesh for the dalad misos bezdin, to be mekayim ki alecha hiragnu kol hayom nechshavnu kitzoin tivcha. Now this is a very powerful idea, and we've spoken about this many times, but it's worthwhile to review. The Shulchan Aruch says that when you say Kriya Shema, you should say be'ema uviyura bereses v'zeya. You should say it with fear, with trembling, with trepidation, with shaking. Now, Marv Rabbi say, what exactly is so traumatic about Shema that we should say it with such trepidation? And the explanation is because the proper kavana when one has when one says Shema is that one is willing to give up their life al kiddush Hashem in any of the dalad misos bezdin, and even to picture experiencing that, and therefore Shema is quite an experience. So we say Vitsoin Marisoi. This is all a reference to Shema. We are the sheep of his pasture, indicating we would be like sheep that go to slaughter for the sake of God. Now the next thing we need to do is be Soimech Gula Latfila. After Kriya Shema Tzarch Lismech Gula Latfila. So we say Bayu Sha'arav Besoida. Come to his gates in gratitude. That is tefillah. Okay, so Bayu Shav Besoida, come to his gates in gratitude. That refers to Shmona Esrei. Tzarech Lesader Gamkein Shivchoi Shomakoim Betchila. We have to praise Hashem first in the first three brachos, which are the upper gates. The first three brachos are the gates of Shamayim. So we say Bayu She'arav. That refers to the first three brachos of Shemana Esrei. We're entering the gates, which are the gates are Avos Gvuros Kedushas Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Then we enter the courtyard. The courtyard is Chatzeroisav Bishila, his courtyard with praise, which are the 13 middle brachos that correspond to the 13 gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Corresponding to that, they bow down 13 times when they enter the Beis HaMikdash, corresponding to the 13 breaches that the Yevanim made in the Chatzar. That's what it means, Chatzeroisav Bishila. That corresponding to the 13 breaches that the Yevanim made, they made 13 chatzeros, bishila, and therefore in the Mikdash they bow down 13 times. So first we come bayu sha'ara b'sayda, that's avos gvuros kedushas. Chatzeros of bishila are the 13 middle brachas corresponding to the 13 breaches they made in the chatzer to which they were masaking to bow 13 times in the Mikdash. And then we say, of course, moidim, haidulai. Haidulai, that's Maidim. Then Baruch Shemai, Hamachzer Shechinas HaRetzion. Haidulai is the Hashem's Shem Havaya. Okay. Haidulai, Baruch Shemai refers to, Haidulai Baruch Shemai refers to, interestingly, Hamachzer Shechinas HaRetzion. Now, why does Hoidulai, Baruch Hu Shemai, refer to Hamachzer Shechinas HaRetzion? He says, seemingly a Kabbalistic idea, that it's the zivug, it's the union of Hashem Havaya and Shem Adnos. And then we say, Ki Toiv Hashem Li'olam Chastoi, refers to Moedim. How does it refer to Moedim? Why Ki Toiv Hashem? Because we say in Moedim, Hatoiv Shimcha Lachanu Alahaydois. And the Adar Vadar Emunasai is the Siyam of Hamavarach Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom. And there we say both of Hashem's name together. Besoid Ladar Vadar Yishalach Ma'asecha, which is Emunas Yisrael, are the two names of Hashem. And that's what it means, V'ad dar v'adar emunasai. The bottom line is, the Megala Amukos is teaching us that Mizmar L'Soida is a encapsulation of the entire tefillah. It's sort of the abridged, not only the abridged Shemoneh Esrei, the abridged version of the entire tefillah. Here it goes. Mizmar L'Soida. First thing is, you have to learn halacha. Hariu L'Hashem Kala Aretz. Then Karbonos. Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha. Then Psukei Dezimra. Bayu L'Fana Bernana. Then Kriya Shema. Du'u Ki Hashem Hu Aleikim. That's the first pasuk of Shema. Hu Asanu are the 248 words of Shema. V'loy Anachnu refers to, we can't even miss one word. Vitzoyin Marisoy refers to the Kavana of Mesiras Nefesh in Shema. Bayu Shara B'Soida refers to the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Chatzeros HaBishila are the middle 13 brachas. Haidulai Baruch Hu Shemai refers to Hamachazir Shechinasoy Letzion. Ki Toiv Hashem Li'olam Chasdoi is Moedim. And the Adar V'Dar V'Emunasoy is Hamavarach HaSamay Yisrael B'Shalom. Ooh, says Rav Avram Falaji, when I saw these comments of the Megala Amukos, now I understood why of all the parts of davening, the most emphasis in terms of singing it is placed on Mizmar L'Soida, because this Mizmar actually encapsulates the whole tefillah, gives us the format of tefillah, the arrangement of tefillah, the order of tefillah. And the reason why Mizmar L'Soida is chapter 100 is after David composed 100 blessings, he then wrote Bekitzer Nimras, the format of tefillah. So that's a very interesting perspective on Mizmar L'Soida. I certainly was not aware of it at all. And here you have a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and we don't have any real understanding. And the Megala Amukos opens up the heavens to us.
Okay, so with all these,
because
if it's for the carbon toad with the chumash, I understand. But if it's really a synopsis of tefillah in its entirety, you follow that line of reasoning.
Yeah, but the only thing is, it corresponds to their 40 words, corresponding to the 40 loaves.
Right.
And anytime you can't eat the 40 loaves, we don't say Mizmar L'Sayda. So we don't say it on Chol HaMoed Pesach, but we will say it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We will say it on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Now, Reb Chaim Vital wrote a commentary on Tanakh called Eitz Hadas Toiv. He says something also very amazing. What does the word mean, Haril Hashem Kol Haaretz? Mizmar L'Sayda, Haril Hashem Kol Haaretz. Hariu, if you look in the Arab Scroll translation, would probably typically be translated as call out. Call out. Hariu Hashem Kol Haaretz. But Hariu could also mean break. It could mean to break yourself or lower yourself. And Reb Chaim Vital says an amazing idea. He says, the Karban Toida does not come for sin. It comes for a miraculous scenario. So I can understand if somebody was coming to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a Karban Chatas because he committed Avera, he's going to come with humility. If someone came to the Beis HaMikdash because he's bringing a Karban Asham or an Oila, he'll come with humility because he's acknowledging his guilt. But someone who comes to the Beis HaMikdash as a Karban Toida, there might be a little trace of arrogance there. So he begins immediately, Hariu Hashem. Hariu could mean lower yourself, break yourself. Says Reb Chaim Vital, Hine karben toida enoi al chet klal. Karben toida is not for a sin. V'ula yigbal lev hamavia. Maybe the heart of the one who brings it will be arrogant. Yan ki enenu al chet kishar makrivim shar karbanos. It's not for sin like other makrivim. Therefore we say, Mizmar, we say, Ki amizmar shiashir ala toida, Hariu Hashem. Hariu can mean like Tiroim b'shevet barzel, or Hishpilu atzmechem, lower yourself. Okay, let's end off with the following idea. The Chaye Adam, in the end of the Sefer Chaye Adam, amazingly wrote a perush on Mizmar L'Sayda. And I would like to share an idea on Mizmar L'Sayda that is very relevant to Rosh Hashanah. We say Hariu Hashem Kol Haaretz. Hariu is a lashon of terua. We say the whole world should blow terua, basically, to Hashem. Let's see if we can make this bigger. Ah, there we go. Now we're talking. Hariu Hashem Kol Haaretz. Hariu Hashem Kol Haaretz. You know, there's an idea that only Klal Yisrael could blow shofar. Yashrei ha'am yoidei terua Hashem b'yarpanecha. We say, Ashri ha'am yoidei serua. It almost seems like only the Jewish people know how to blow terua, and on the other hand, in Mizmar L'Sayda, we say, Hariu Hashem Kol Haaretz. Now we say in Mizmar Lamed Beis, Shiru la'loi shir chadash heitivu nagen b'serua. Did you know there's a difference between shir and shira? Shir in masculine refers to the shir in Olam Haba. Because masculine, it's like it ends, it doesn't produce. Feminine means it needs completion. Masculine, it refers to a certain sense of completion. So shir is a reference to the song of the future. We say, shiru loy shir chadash, heitivu nagen besrua, praise God well with the chua. Says chayodom, we know whenever it says shir chadash, or not shira, it's going on in the future. In Mizmar Mem Zayin, we say, Hariu Leloikim, Ki Hashem El Yain. And in Mizmar Tzadiches, when we say, Shul Hashem Shechadash, Hariu Hashem Kala Aretz, or in Mizmar Samach Bav, Hariu Isa B'Shachartav, Zeh Shamar Kosov, Az Epoich. Bottom line is, whenever we find in Tehillim that the whole world should blow shofar, it only refers to La'asad Lavai. But in this world, it's Ashri Ha'am Yoidei Serua. Right now, we're the only ones who know how to blow shofar. La'asad Lavai, everyone could blow shofar. Now, I don't blow shofar, and I don't play any instruments. But as my understanding is, blowing the shofar is as easy as it comes. You know, I think blowing other instruments is much more difficult than blowing the shofar. There are a lot of people, they blow a shofar and they can't do anything else. So, why is blowing shofar specific to Klal Yisrael. Anyone could blow the shofar. But yet we say that in this world, the way the world is now, only the Jewish people could blow shofar. La'asa lavai, everyone could blow shofar. And basically, when in Mizmar Samach Vav, when it talks about everyone blowing the shofar, the Medrash says, well, that's talking about in the future. Because what the Medrash is bothered by is the Gentiles are only able to blow the shofar in the future. Also, Mizmar L'Soida is also a song for the future. Like we said, all Karbonos will become batel, except for Mizmar L'Soida. And here's the explanation. You know why all Karbonos will become batel? Because they all come for sin. But there won't be any sin in the future, except for the Toida, which comes for a miracle. So this is the deal. Question, is blowing a shofar ma'or amidas hadin, or is it ma'or amidas harachamim? This is a very important question, which I don't think anyone knows the answer to. Contrary to what people think, that the blowing of the shofar is ma'or amidas harachamim, it absolutely is not. It's ma'or amidas hadin. That's why we don't blow shofar at night. That's why we don't blow shofar at certain times. It's ma'or amidas hadin. What? Well, if it's ma'or midas hadin, so why are we blowing it? Here's the trick. You ready for the trick? Ki al yidei tikia shofar misoyer hadin. When you blow the shofar, it's ma'or hadin. Rak al yidei shanu toikim ba shofar yechridu alevavois. When we're ma'or hadin, people are afraid. Like it says, hayitaka shofar ba'ir ve'am lo yecheradu. And they do tshuva. And then the Midas Hadin is transferred to Midas Harachamim. But that's dangerous. Don't try that at home. In other words, if you're sitting there listening to the shofar, and you know what you're doing? Ooh, let me take out my stopwatch now and figure out exactly how long the Tkiya Gedoyla is. You're in big trouble, pal. Because the shofar is Ma'or Midas Hadin. However, when the people are afraid, it then transforms the din to rachamim. Ki al yidei zeh shanu ma'orim ba'atzmeinu adin oleinu. Va'oimrim harei anu ma'orim adin lekabel oleinu kol gzeirasecha. Because if we're doing this dangerous thing of waking up the din on us, and we're saying, okay, God, we're ma'or the din, and we accept upon ourselves all of your decrees. Like David HaMelech says, L'mishpatech amdu ayoy, meaning to say, David HaMelech is saying, let's see, next page over here. We're basically saying, we stand and we accept your judgment, and that thereby we're ma'or rachamim. So it sounds almost, I would say this sounds very dangerous. It's a very nice day. It's a Tuesday afternoon, the first day of Tishrei. And what's God midah at that moment? Rachamim. And we go, doo! And all of a sudden the midah sadin is nesoyer. But then we're afraid and we transform it to rachamim, which presumably gains us more rachamim than had we not been ma'or the din in the first place. But that's something only Klal Yisrael could do. Only a tzaddik could be ma'or the din. The nations of the world, they can't go there. They can't touch that. How dare they be ma'or the din? They would all be destroyed. If the nations of the world would dare blow a shofar, they would all be destroyed momentarily. Because they don't have any masim to be mahapich the din. By the way, I'm mali pacha just thinking about what happens at the shofar. I never realized this. That the shofar is ma'or amidas hadin, but through our masim we're transformed to rachamim. That's why only Klal Yisrael could blow the shofar. The Umay Sa'ilam can't blow the shofar. But la'asid lavai and mizmar l'soida will be haril Hashem kol haaretz. Everyone will blow the shofar. Or like the Chayadam says, in the future, it will be shiru lai shechatash etivu nagin misrei. Everyone could blow the shofar. Or Haril Elokim, La'asid Lavoi, the shofar could be for everyone. But right now, it's only for us tzaddikim. The only thing is, I think this makes us even more scared. Because maybe we're not tzaddikim. And maybe we don't have the ma'asim. But then we'll be even more frightened and we'll be able to be ma'ir the din even more. But when we say Mizmar L'Saida, one of the messages are that La'asad Lavay will be Haril Hashem Kala Aretz. But as we hear the sound of the shofar, that means our avoida is to engender pachad from the din. And that is the way we could be mahapich, the midas hadin, to midas harachamim. And I think a very important limud we learned today is that according to the Megala Amukos, Mizmar L'Soida literally encapsulates all of the tefillah, starting with Haril Hashem Kala Aretz Halacha, Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha Karbonos, Bayu Lefanu Bernana, Psuke De Zimra, Du Ki Hashem Olekim, first pasuk of Shema, Hu Asanu, 248 words of Shema, Amoy V'Tzoyin Marisoy, Kavanas, Kiddush Hashem, Bayu Sharav V'Soida, is Avos Gevuros Kedusha Chatzeiros Sabbos Tehila, the 13 middle brachos, Haidulai Baruch Hu Shamay Hamachzer Shchinasay LeTzion Ki Tov Hashem LiOlam Chazdai is Haidu VeAdar VeAdar Emunasay is the bracha of Hamevarech Es Amoy Yisrael Bashalom. So we hope, we pray that Yibam Hashem should be Mevarech all of us. Hashem Oiz Amoy Yitain Hashem Yivarech Es Amoy Bashalom. Thanks everyone for joining. Have a wonderful Shabbos. And if anybody wants to join us Sunday morning for the Iyon Shir Masech Yevamos, and stay tuned for next week. Probably we will start Bli Neder on Monday at 5 o'clock. Back to Sefer Moser, we're going to try to learn the Archos Chaim of the Rosh in this season. Okay, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a great Shabbos. Be well. Bye bye. Good night, Shabbos.
What was the reason again for those four Hashems in
Zadah? They correspond to the four people who have to.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.